Blog Talk Radio.
I hope everyone's having a great week so far. It's been a good week poetically. And tonight's Art of Seduction is called, well, it was originally called Sexual Religion. based on a song by Rod Stewart, which you just heard. And that was the original idea for tonight. But we've gone two directions, which is fine. We have lots of great poetry and great poets that have contributed to the show. And I'm looking forward to hearing them all. So in the meantime, I'd like to welcome Pam Ray. Hello, Pam. Welcome to the party.
Glad I could be here. Hello.
Hello, hello. And hello, Weaver of Dreams. And how are you tonight?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you. I'm feeling wonderful. And hi, Pam. Yeah.
Hello. Good to hear you, as always.
Thank you. That's very nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know about this room out here, boys. It's getting steamed up. I can't see through the windows in there, guys. Chill out. Can somebody get the steam off the windows so we can see the crowd? It's getting rough out there. Selena and Frank are down there. You know? We got the muy calientes days. And I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no, not already.
I know. They're already started before the show, even. So, no. I'm just saying. So here we go. We have lots of poetry on the board tonight, and I have a funny feeling we're going to end up with a Frisky Friday after this wonderfully warm Wednesday. So don't anyone be surprised if we skip something. We'll be there on Friday with it, I promise. And I want to get that said right from the get-go because there's a lot of poems. And no matter how good we are, we're not that good. I'm going to tell you right now. So anyway. I'm going to kick this show off. I don't think we have a whole lot of time. Only Rex can time it so perfectly. Not me. I just like put one out there and wing it. So the first piece I'm going to put up is by Mystic Muse called Temple. I'm going to give it a read because I like reading his work. Kind of fun. Okay. Yeah. Temple by Mystic Muse. Your body is a temple and I worship on my knees. I offer you my heart and soul and pray you are appeased. In all of your pure beauty, I will worship you alone. You are my one true goddess, and my love shall be your throne. Come wear my passion as your crown. My lust shall be the jewel, for you shall be my baroness, and I shall be your fool. What do you think, girls?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like this one. Okay. Well, Pam, would you like to comment on this piece?
Sure. Absolutely. I'd be happy to. A wonderful write by Dave. Great rhyme and flow. Beautiful imagery. I really enjoy and appreciate how this is about having the sensual worship and a sense of reverence for a lover. And I really like it all the way through. But it's that end stanza that really speaks to me. Come wear my passion as your crown. My lust shall be your jewel. For you shall be my baroness, and I shall be your fool. Wonderful mm-hmm. line. Very well done.
I totally agree with that, Pam. Absolutely. I love each one of these stanzas, I think, is wonderful. But, you know, Dave has such a great way with rhyme that, you know, I always kind of feel that way. Sometimes I feel like all I do is repeat myself with his work. Kate, how about you? What do you want to say about this poem?
Well, I would like to know what she did between stanza 2 and stanza 3 to go from being a goddess to a baroness. We have to find that out. No, I think it was wonderful. I really enjoy his work anyway. It's so good. But that first stanza is so sweet. Your body is a temple and I worship on my knees. I offer you my heart and soul and pray you are appeased. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice, Mystic Muse. Thank you.
Yeah, I love this first stanza as well. I love how he leaned into this poem with that top stanza. You know, because it mentions a temple in the song. It mentions a lot of things in the song that I thought were really such great little prompt pieces. You know, throughout. But in all of your pure beauty, I will worship you alone. You are my one true goddess, and my love shall be your throne. I don't know. I just thought it was just beautifully done. Great stanzas, wonderful take on the prompt, and I thought it was outstanding rhyme and meter. So wonderful, wonderful work. One second. I know, I hear me typing away. I cannot help it. Okay. Because I'm that girl that can only read a book once. I know. What the hell does that have to do with it? But it makes sense. If I read a book once, I can never pick it up again. I look at a poem early in the day, I don't want to read it again later at night. But not, I want to give it some time on that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let it 3 days again. Anywho, Hal, let's see. Well, Kate, I think that you have been nominated to be Bookworm Dave. Poem is up next, so if you would not mind, I would appreciate it. And here we go.
Yes, no problem at all. Once I get that, a little bit of a refresh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, got him. Ha. I feel like I'm catching fish when I do that. Oh, got him. Another fish on my hook. Okay. When the banquet is served, she laid the food on the table. It was an offering to us mortals. She was not one. A sacred nymph, her siren song drew us near, her long flowing hair dark as the coal that kept the fires burning, her song led us to her place. Each setting had name cards with guests unknown. It was a blind date for these ladies. They were the main attraction. Food and wine deserving of the Greek gods of so long ago, but this was not mythology. This was something else, something none of us knew. How did we get here? Why us, as the wine maidens poured wine into our silver goblets? Our hostess finally spoke, each gathered under our own flag. She spoke fluently to us, as individuals, not as a group. The Tower of Babel has been resurrected. Like your Messiah, now, gentlemen, I give you your Vestal Virgins. Each will be your fantasy, but dinner first. They will meet you in your selected chambers. Mine met me in a library-themed bedroom with the best brandy, classical music too. She looked lovely in her bare skin, coming to me with a walk that took notice, kissing me with familiarity. She knew I was there for her. She was there for me too. The smoking jacket I wore, scarlet and silk, taken off with care. In bed our skin became one as the choirs of heavenly servants sang. It sounded heavenly, though lust is not, but lovemaking with her did not send guilt. It sent love, not pleasure. Her words of kind love, making made it something grander. As the satin and silk bedding was wrapped around us, our skin glistening in the candlelit room, sleep overtook us, and in my dreams I can still feel one with her. Even if this was my introduction to erotica, sensual lovemaking has always been my dream. That came to reality, and still I long for it and her. She was that dream, even if it was just that, a beautifully crafted, surreal love. Thank you, my heavenly servant, my love. End poem.
Nice reading. And Pam, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, this is a beautifully written story poem. I like how he brings us into the fantasy realm and that dream of sensuality and eroticism. Then brings us back to reality. And then even though it was a dream, there's still this sense of thankfulness to it. As always, I really like his attention to detail. But I particularly like the Tower of Babel has been resurrected like your Messiah. Now, gentlemen, I give you the Vestal Virgins. Each one will be your fantasy, but dinner first. They will meet you in your selected chambers. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice comment, man. Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful write by Dave. A great tale told in the piece itself, and an excellent write. I really enjoyed it. There were so many wonderful pieces to it because it was a great story that was told. So, yeah, really well done. And most enjoyable. So thank you, Dave, for sharing with us tonight. Appreciate it. And we did have another caller, but I think they've changed their minds completely because they even took the poem down. So and that's all. And let me see where that takes me for you. So, you know what? Well, I'm going to take you off the hook for a second. I'm going to set up Eric Johnson's piece. And for that, I have an audio. So here it goes. This is called Calm Speakers Dragonfly by Eric Johnson.
Calm Sutras Dragonfly, not to rod, O bonded brothers in arms, forever young, our desire to partake, our bees knees bow, bend bower lower, wondrous peacock tails spray out, shimmy, shake, exhilarate, instigate, bedazzled, bejeweled, peahen interest. Ah, not to sisters in charms. Carly Simon knows we walk into rooms like we walk onto yachts. Sass, she knows we're so vain. We think the song is about us. One eye on the mirror as we watch ourselves gavotte. Sentient sitar strings speak in tongues. Frisky fireflies ignite masked musky nights. Infusions, dormant desire to lotus flower bloom. Nascent urges rise to the surface. Oysters fastidiously pried open to release precious pills. Bravado of Al Gromer Khan's Kama Sutra Atma drums. Smitten by sensual sitar strings, they grow quieter. Illumined by glowworm insight, pale ivory skin beckons. Enthused by erotic mysticism, Atma Anima panders. Hot palms press down, pummel pummel, push. O bonded bravado of bees, knees, humdinger homage, sexual religion, salient sip of sweet honeysuckle nectar, men's perfect macho storms, always contained, restrained by woman's intuitive, calm inner eye, ecstatic dervish wills, twists and turns until twinkle toes are yoked in cohesion. Nod to rod, forever young, our desire to partake, be baptized by the wondrous hooded font of woman. Never mind fool's gold, Adam. Real gold nuggets abide. Play hide and seek within Eve's layered psyche. West and east shall the twain ever meet. End poem.
Excellent. Excellent job, Eric. Excellent job. Hey, we have Lou on the line. So hello, Lou. Welcome aboard.
Hi, how is everybody doing?
Hi, hon, how are you doing?
Hi, guys. The gang's all here. Woo, woo.
Let's take over the world.
Yep.
Well, oh, I'm excited.
Lou, did you happen to hear Eric's poem?
No, I was listening to it earlier, but I didn't get to listen to this. You know, I have got to say, he has such a wonderful voice, and I just, you know, the way that he just talks and speaks, like, men's perfect much, always contained, restrained by a woman's intuitive calm in her eye, ecstatic, devilish whirls, twists and turns until twinkle toes are yoked in cohesion. I mean, come on. I would have never thought about twinkle toes being yoked in cohesion, but I'm up for it.
Well, you know, sometimes that's the way that happens. Absolutely. So listen, let me see. Kate, I'm going to let you go next and tell us what you think about the poem. I have to agree with you, Lou. I do. Yeah, great way of reading poetry.
I agree with Lou as well. It's so precise. I mean, how can anybody talk so precisely all the way through a poem of this length and never come out of it, if you know what I mean? It's just so beautifully read. It's really good. And the fact that he can, his alliteration is incredible. I really enjoy that as well. He seems to enjoy it too. So I thought this was a wonderful take on the prompt. And I love the. I mean, how would he know about Carly Simon and her song? How on earth? I mean, really, it's not an operetta. It's not Brahms and Liszt. It's Carly Simon. I'm really impressed with that. I thought it was wonderful bringing that into it. But yes, beautifully done, and thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely, great comment. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I always enjoy listening to him read, and such creative writing, mm-hmm. wonderful imagery and metaphors throughout, great wordplay. I like how this speaks on the beckoning of desire, and I particularly was drawn to sentient sitar strings speak in tongues, frisky firefly ignite mask, musky night infuses dormant desire to lotus flower bloom. Mm-hmm. You know, beautiful lines all the way through and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. Yeah, I have to say, I thought this had wonderful imagery throughout. You know, Eric's got such a way with his poetry. Excellent take on the prompt, and I loved all the wonderful references throughout. I thought he did a great job. You know, right down to, you know, I may have missed some because, like, you know, I'm like fading in and out and here and there. But I have to say, you know, Forever Young, you know, and you put that in there, I'm sure there's more that I just didn't grab up. So that doesn't surprise me because he handles the poetry so well. You know, he always has great references and what have you. And my understanding is he's got a front page pick on this piece. So go, you know, I don't know. It's what I saw down in the comments. So that's awesome. And congratulations for that, Eric. Absolutely. Okay, let's see what I have now. Okay, back over to the other side now I go. Yes. Okay, it just so happens that Eber of Dreams is the next piece on the board. So let me put this up. And this is called Meld. So let me hit the button.
This love transcends all that came before it. A congregation of two souls now entwined. Our passion tempered with our total trust, each understanding without speaking a word. Hours are spent impatiently waiting for day's end. As my body aches for your sensual soft touch, my lips for your kisses. I shiver with pent-up desire, memory replaying the intensity of every past tryst. Then your arms are around me once more, and I sigh. We disrobe slowly, giving our ritual the time it needs to enhance feelings by our abstinence and our control. Finally, there is nothing external. We melt into each other.
Excellent piece. Absolutely wonderful. Pam, do you want to start us off on this one?
Absolutely. Yeah, I really thought this one was spot on for the topic, for the prompt. I like how there's this idea of a a deep connection between the two that's both physical, sensual, and emotional. You know, all the way through, it's an emotive rite. It's a sensual rite. I really like the phrase, a congregation of two souls now entwined. I also really like where the buildup of anticipation with hours are spent impatiently waiting for day's end as my body aches for your soft, sensual touch. And then, of course, we disrobe slowly, giving our ritual the time it needs. Yeah, I feel like those are definitely very hot lines because, yes, a ritual like that definitely needs to be given the time it deserves. So great, right, Kate, and very well done.
Thank you, Pam.
Nice comment. And Lou, how about you, hon?
Oh, I loved it when I heard her read. I sigh. this was such a beautiful poem. I agree with Pam. You know, there's just something about holding yourself and controlling yourself, knowing that you have these desires for somebody. And she brought that out so beautifully where, you know, she was talking, our passion tempered with our total trust, each understanding without speaking a word. When, you know, you can look at your lover and you see the desire in their eyes, the way they move their body, the way they, you know, they're touching you without touching you. And I thought that she brought that out so beautifully. Beautiful poem, Kay.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that this was just a wonderful. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kate.
No, I was just going to say thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All I heard was like a bit of a word, and I went, oh. I think this is a wonderful brevity, Kate. I really do. It's it says so much. It's packed full of feelings and thoughts, and I think that's really, you know, wonderful for only being three stanzas. I think, you know, you said a lot. I love how you started into the piece. This love transcends all that came before it. A congregation of two souls now entwined. A passion tempered with our total trust, each understanding without speaking a word. And I love the second one, but I have to say, the way you ended it, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. You know, then your arms are around me once more, and I sigh. We disrobe slowly, giving our ritual the time it needs to enhance feelings by our abstinence and our control. Finally, there is nothing external. We melt into each other. Just beautiful, a beautiful way to end it. But great piece, fabulous imagery. And it makes you feel the desires in the piece itself, you know, it's feeling for everyone, I think. Incredible work. So nice job. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
You're welcome. Oh, Frank's going to go hide in a corner. He's such a chicken.
Well, I said, where are the men? Why are they on the telephone? Where are you?
That's right, because we have no male voice to read any of these male poems that we have tonight. And, yeah, it would be nice, but it's okay, Frank. I get that. You know. And the next piece I have for in the row of my board is a piece by Lou Wildbow. So everybody sit down, put your seatbelts on, and crank up the fan. Here she goes. There we go, hon. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. This is titled Bésame para siempre, mi amor más querido. Armor is layers, feathered wingspan, midnight screaming, ringed halo stars, language velveted, erotic sung metaphors, sweetness teasing, pleasurous cuffs. Soft airs, night jasmine scent, travels and desert breezes, twisting, curvy against re-iron trellis, las luces de luna amen, sus llamadas de oscuridad, pensamientos indulzados, engulfed native tongues, unburnt awaiting fruit, wine, taste lips maroon stains, luna dorada, love light, fire copper sweltering flesh, silvered onyx strands caress, night bearded stubble, misted dew droplets glisten, pale limb starlight, southern northern sleepless patterns, los rayos de la luna del amor pintan mi cuerpo caliente, nourish my famished temple, covering Milky Way heavenly bodies, liquid languid pathways, twilight's flushed fruited sparkling Spanish sangria, infusing mouth wet liquor, chill crushed naranja durazno, a comet's tail wrapping around, quivering, riding its frozen strike, kisses penetrating walled streams, drowning me in lipped nightshades, nocturnal blood, ruin my virginal limestone pillars, cryptic pathways, flooding me in spice titillation, and tanged sweet tepid. Bésame para siempre, mi amor más querido. Bésame para siempre. In poem.
Wow.
I hope everybody cranks up their fans. And boy, maybe it's good that you have a bunch of men on the line, because you know how they get when you start rolling those R's. But yeah, that's a wonderful way. Pam, do you want to start us off on this one?
Oh, absolutely. This is stunning. Amazing imagery, metaphors all the way through. As always, you did a beautiful read of this. You know, the added Spanish is always a nice touch. I really like how this speaks on that addiction, that dark desire that comes through in the song. And I particularly like the imagery that you bring in night jasmine scent travels in desert breezes, twisting curvy against rimy iron trellis. And then also misted dew droplets glisten, pale limb, starlit southern northern sleepless patterns. You can just kind of see the tossing and the turning of desire within those lines. And beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. She's not kidding either. Kate, how about you? Oh, my goodness. Kate, honey, are you there?
Oh, sorry, did you say my name?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
That was the one.
Coming in.
Yes, please. That was just wonderful. Even though I didn't understand the Spanish, and I know you've got the translations there, but I just thought Spanish added in was just beautiful. I hadn't realized that. I always thought French was quite sexy and, you know, nice and Italian, but I didn't realize that your language was that beautiful. But maybe it's the way you speak it, perhaps. But it was lovely. There are so many things. I mean, night jasmine. I love the smell of night jasmine. Night jasmine scent travels in desert breezes, twisting curvy against rimy iron trellis. Just beautiful. Every stanza more beautiful than the next. Ah, it was lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Katie.
Well, Lou, I have to say, this is just, you know, hot, hot, hot. Always, always. I love how you incorporated the Spanish throughout the whole poem. I wish I understood it enough that I didn't have to get whiplash to go up and down and check out what you had to say. I saved that for later. But I know whatever it was beautiful. I can tell you that. Because you don't put any junk together. But a wonderful, wonderful, right? Beautiful imagery, as always, and great thoughts throughout. You know, very sexy piece. And I think, you know, you did a wonderful job with it all the way through. And I think that you definitely have, you know, written well to the prompt. And that's really the whole thing there. I read something somewhere. I don't have to find it. that there's something I saw, and I went, yes, 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 she got it. But beautiful, beautiful, right. And thanks for sharing with us. Absolutely.
Thank you. Beautiful contest.
Well, yeah. It was.
It was intriguing.
Absolutely. Let's see now. Whose turn is it to read? Sam, is it yours? I think I skipped over you, didn't I?
I believe so, and that was quite all right.
I know, but you're not getting off the hook that easy. Next one I have, well, I'm not going to make you be any of these guys. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have you read Crest for Set Speaks. So let me gather that up and put it on the board. And, and whenever you are ready.
All right. Okay. Stained Venerations by Crest Terset. The black hazock of night cloaks our room as wispy clouds trail the moon like puffs of incense. I light the candles and choose the vestments, a long sheer robe of carmine silk with lace trim clinging to my curves for our private lunar venerations. Inamorato, baptize me with your kisses. Press your dusky prayers into my breast. Let the incantations begin. I slowly slip off the girdle and encircle your waist as my hips gyrate. You spill your confessions whispered through Latif's limbs, unparalleled your secret desires. Those bound in black leather, trussed in red ribbons, clenched in velvet cuffs, while I play the high priestess, straddling you on my altar. Bring me to your knees with my religious fervor. Nibble your bread, swallow your wine, climb your scepter. Lover, thrust your worship deep into my pink walled sanctuary until my thighs flow with holy water. And we languish, teased, touched, tasted, running over before our echoed orisons begin again. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Great read. What? Wonderful. Where'd it go? Hello. Lou, do you want to start us off on the comments? Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was a beautiful read by Pam, and I really enjoyed this poem by Cresta Set. I just loved this. Inamorato, baptize me with your kisses. Press your dusky prayers into my breast. Let the incantations begin. Ooh, that was so good.
Oh my God.
Ooh, isn't the hips gyrating? You know that's good too. Oh man.
Okay. Sorry. Wow, my brain is like all everywhere. Kate, would you like to give me your comment next?
Yes, of course. Thank you. Yes, this was a lusty, interesting piece of poetry. There was nothing pale and nondescript about this. We're talking sexual, and we certainly have. This is just some of the stanzas. Oh, I like particularly those bound in black leather, trussed in red ribbons, clenched in velvet cuffs, while I play the high priestess. Ah, beautifully done, and I really thought it was well written and very hot, as we say. So thank you for sharing that.
And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is stunning all the way through, just brilliant imagery and metaphors. I have to agree with Kate. There is nothing pale and nondescript about this. You know, I thought that was the perfect phrase to describe this, right. And I really particularly like, you spill your confessions whispered through Latif's limbs, unparalleled your secret desires, those bound in black leather, trussed in red ribbons, clenched in velvet cuffs, while I play the high priestess straddling you on my altar. But of course, there's so many great lines all the way through. So wonderful erotic write and very well done.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, so bad I'm repeating myself in the comments. That's awful. I thought there was a lot of wonderful imagery in this piece. And it was a great take on the prompt, definitely. I mean, from right from the beginning, I mean, she took the title of the song and ran with that. The black cassock of night cloaks our room as wispy clouds trail the moon. It was a wonderful way to go in there because it was sexual religion. And a cassock, you know, it has that, points you in that direction. Wow, I'm really not well. And then, you know, I light the candles and choose the vestment. It's a very well done piece and has lots of wonderful references throughout that keep you kind of in that mindset. And I think that it's just a wonderful, wonderful right all the way through. And like Sam says, it's a wonderful erotic piece. So great job, Chris Tersette, and thank you so, so much for sharing with us. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's see. Do we have any male voices? Nope. Still no male voices. Okay. We're going to have to get real deep on some of these. Okay. Kate, I'm going to ask you to read this next piece by Betty Page. Boys, it's going to be all male at the end. The all male review. Hello, Aaron Panther. Welcome to the party. Okay, Kate, whenever you're ready. Here we go.
Okay, my love. Just trying to get this to pop. Oh, yeah? Got it. So we have Erotic Rituals by Betty Page. Erotic Rituals. Taste me on your skin, lustrously licking your lips as we're swinging hips. Touch within my heart, encircle round with pure love, I'll fit as a glove. Grab me with your hands, grip my hips, pull me closer, I'll take all of you. Chain me to your bed, hold my hands above my head, I won't run away. I'll do as you say, whatever, whenever, yes, be your pretty slave. Lock all the doors, melt wax, drip all over me, taint me with your love. End poem.
Nice read, Kate. Nice read. Pam, you want to kick us off?
Absolutely. Wonderful read there, Kate. Beautiful 5-7-5 lines, strong imagery and metaphors throughout. Well, I can say metaphors, imagery. There's really no metaphors. It's pretty straightforward. I really like how she very much knows, she knows what she wants. She tells her lover, you know, this is what I want. This is the part I will play for you. I'll do as you say, whatever, whenever, yes, be your pretty slave. Lock all of the doors, melt wax, drip all over me, paint me with your love. You know, wonderful lines all the way through and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. And Lou, how about you?
Oh, you know, she just, Katie, you did a great job in reading Betty Page's poem. I kind of got stuck when I heard you reading, grab me with your hand, grip my hip, pull me closer, I'll take all of you. I was going, that's one of the best stanzas I read so far tonight. Oh, man, I'm going to be naughty today. I apologize in advance. Well, I don't apologize. I'm just letting you know.
Absolutely. No, that's a great comment.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. More about it. Diana, how about you?
Was that me? Oh, it's Pam. Sorry.
Yeah, I was trying. Are you there, Pam?
Oh! Didn't I already comment on this one?
I don't know. That's why I called your name, so you could tell.
Okay.
Kate, how about you? I guess I'll go with you next since you already did. See, I'm getting slap happy.
That's okay. It makes it more exciting when you don't know what's going to happen next. It's kind of like when I'm in a show. Oh dear. I thought this was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. It kind of, the minute I started to read it, the voice had to become lower and it had to become more intense, because that's exactly what this piece of poetry was. Low down, intense.
Mm-hmm.
That. Yep. I thought it was wonderful. So well done. And the fact that you point out the 575, Pam, who said 575, that is so clever. Mm-hmm. To always be able to do that and make it sound as if it's effortless and it's not been any big deal, but it must have been to do it like this on every stanza. So, yes, I thought it was wonderful, Betty. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, yeah. Nice comments, everybody. Yeah, I think this is a great job by Betty, too. It's a nice take on the prompt, intriguing take on the prompt. So nicely done. And now we all got to turn into the fellows, because we got lots of fellows pieces. I want to do them before I go skipping down to the next section here. Let's see now. Who's up to read? Don't all answer me at once. It's okay.
I didn't realize it was a real question. Sorry.
It's a very real question.
Yes, I did. Yes.
You read that. Yes, you did.
I did.
Well, that takes me to Pam, and the next piece I'm going to put up is by Keith Pelthorpe. Hey, Pam, let me hear your best male voice.
I was on the phone with a friend of mine today, and her husband was in the background talking, and I told her to tell him I said hi, and he has this really deep voice, and he was like, thanks. And so I imitated him, and he told her, he goes, tell Pam she's doing it wrong. She has to make her voice lower. So I had some practice today.
You got some practice in.
All right. Here we go. This is Each Morning After by Keith Pelthorpe. Each morning after, each night before, the peal of your laughter drives me to need more. Each evening nearing, each time we must part, I suffer the fearing that sunders my heart. How did such a need become a part of my whole? You are the seed that has blossomed my soul. Alone, I'm unable to capture a day. You are the cable that holds me in sway. The only reward this addiction entails is a light on the path through life's sad travails. End poem.
Nice. Nice read, Sam. Lou, you want to start us off?
Mm-hmm. You know, I actually, his rhyme is just wonderful. But what I loved was how he captured the spirit of the woman that he feels so much love for, especially with the first and the third stanza where he goes, each morning after, each night before, the peal of your laughter drives me to need more. You know, that feeling where you're at peace and at whole with somebody, and just to hear them laughing and to see the expression on their face just makes you want more. You just crave more. And, you know, and when you're with somebody that makes you feel like this, and in that third stanza, how did such a need become part of my whole? You are the seed that has blossomed my soul. And when somebody plants that seed in you, and, you know, the relationship grows into such a beautiful plant when both are being nourished. And this was a wonderful poem, and I love the way Pam read it.
Nice comment. And Kate, how about you?
Yes, that was a wonderful read, Pam. I really enjoyed it. Wow. This, again, it's so lovely to see people putting their thoughts and their feelings out on the screen for other people to enjoy. I love it. I really do. It's a very giving thing, this poetry, Lark. And I liked so much that each evening nearing, each time we must part, I suffer the fearing that sunders my heart. Yes, that is somebody who is really in love. Wonderful feeling that must be. So yes, I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Keith.
Nice comment, Kate. And Pam, how about you, girlfriend?
Yeah, this is wonderful. It has a beautiful rhyme. It's really a heartfelt write on the thought of, you know, having somebody who completes you. Beautiful lines all the way through, but I did really like each evening nearing, each time we must part, I suffer the fearing that sunders my heart. And then the stanza following and the line that has blossomed my soul. And it's, you know, such a beautiful write on the idea of finding that someone who completes you. So very well done.
Nice comment. Yeah, I thought this was a lovely write. A beautiful write with sweet and kind thoughts throughout. It was just a real soft kind of write. And it was a great addition to the show tonight. So thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. You dealt with it. Good job. Absolutely. Okay. Well, Lou, I'm going to give you this one to read. It's called Twisted Passion by Archdoom DeVille. So here we go.
Okay. Twisted Passion by Archdoom DeVille. Kneeling at love's temple before your feet, worshiper of your sexual creed, complete your power over me, firm, tense. I'm a puppet in your hands, lost in suspense. Gaze ablaze with infernal light as you weave your spell. I'm lost in delight. Lips, a siren's call. They sing. I'm lost in your allure. Mind takes wing. In your embrace, I find sanctuary. Lost in the rapture of your dark monastery. Our love, a twisted work of art. A canvas of lust, painted with a wicked heart. You're a goddess of shadows, queen of the night, a seductress whose every move is pure delight. In the darkness, you reign supreme, and I am a worshiper of your erotic dream. Your sexual creed, a force to be reckoned, a power that leaves me shaken and awakened, the mistress of my deepest desires, with your slave lost in the fires. At love's altar, I kneel before you, my dark obsession, my sweet taboo. Our love, a waltz of chaos and desire. We dance with death as flames grow higher. Masterful conductor, you lead the way. In your arms, I'll sway and obey. Twisted tangle, our bodies entwine, a union of pleasure and pain divine. In the poem.
Great read, Lou. Great read. Kate, you want to start us off with this one?
Yes, I would love to. Yes, that was a wonderful read, Lou. I really enjoyed that. So many great stanzas. This has been well thought out, I think, because we've got the love's temple, worshippers. So we've got that side of it very well done. Yes, second stanza is a cracker. Gaze ablaze with an infernal light. as you weave your spell. I'm lost in delight. Lips the sirens call, they sing. I'm lost in your allure. Mind takes wing. But yes, that, and it just builds from there into something that is really, it's sensual. It's sensual, but it's not overly, you know what I mean? It's not too much in your face, which I do enjoy. I like it to be gentle and sweet as well as being sensual and sexy. So this is a beautiful combination of all those things, and very well done. Thank you so much, Arch Doom.
Nice comment, Kate. Nice comment. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is beautiful. Lou, you definitely did a wonderful reading of this. I do wish, though, that he could have made a sound cloud because, you know, he has such a wonderful, dark, deep reading voice that works so well for his poetry. And I love this all the way through, the how it's dark and sensual and speaks on the idea of knowing the power that your woman has, knowing that she is your goddess. I really like your goddess of shadows, queen of the night, a seductress whose every move is pure delight. In the darkness you reign supreme, and I'm a worshiper of your erotic dream. Just wonderful lines all the way through and very well done.
Yeah, amen. Lou, how about you?
You know, this was, I agree with what everybody, there's a darkness to this and a deep sensuality. You just waiting, you know, like he says that she's the goddess of shadows, the queen of the night, a seductress whose every move is pure delight. You know, I love that stanza and the falling one, that your sexual creed is a force to be reckoned, a power that leaves me shaken and awakened. You know, that knowing that these deep pleasures in this person you're so attracted with, you know, that they're going to open up the eroticism that you have hidden inside you. And I thought this was a beautiful poem, and I loved the soft rhyme all the way through.
Absolutely. I love the rhyme and meter all the way through myself. Great write, awesome take on the prompt. I thought it was just really well done and I really enjoyed it. And I thought it was an excellent addition to the show tonight. So thank you so much, Art Stroom DeVille. Hope to hear from you again soon. And he does have a wonderful voice, Pam. I've heard some of his SoundClouds before. And I looked and there was no SoundCloud. And I went, oh, maybe it's coming. And I looked and there was no SoundCloud. And I went, my bottom lip went out, you know. And then right before the show, I looked again. I'm like, nope. And I don't have a deep enough voice. Neither did Lou, actually, to read it. But I thought, well, you know, Lou sounds better than me any day. I'm gonna put up the next piece. And I'm going to give this one a read. This is called On Fire by Jody Mountain. And here we go. Fire by Jody Mount. In the temple of love and desire, we worship at the altar of sexual fire, fulfilling our wants and healing our needs in a sacred dance as we explore love in a sexual trance. We lay our souls bare, stripped to the core. In this intimate moment, we're left craving for more. As we give in to the primal urge, our passion ignites, our energy surges. We are bound by this sexual religion, lost in the ecstasy of our own intuition. Our body's a temple, filling our hungry vision. We worship each other in pure adoration. Our skin is connected, creating a magical sensation. In this moment, we are gods and goddesses, our love making a holy nexus. As our bodies soar naked to the highest of heights, our love is the only true guiding light. In this temple of pleasure and pain, we find solace again and again. When we surrender to each other's touch, it's our sexual religion that we love so much. End poem. Nice job. Nice job, Jody Mountain. Well, Lou, I'm going to start with you. Because I have a feeling no matter
you
what.
You know, I you did such a beautiful job in reading this. I really liked where, you know, he brought this out. We worship each other in pure adoration. Our skin is connected, creating a magical sensation. In this moment, we are gods and goddesses, our lovemaking, a holy nexus. You know, I just love the way he wrapped the lyrics of the song and he wrote this. And I just thought he caught that feeling that a man and woman have for each other, and how, you know, you look at that man and he's just, you know, he's your Hercules.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Absolutely. Okay, well, how about you, Kate? You want to comment?
Yes, certainly. Yes, this is, we're getting some pretty good ones. An awful lot of passion, which I do enjoy, and this is no exception. This is I love this what's the stanza? Yes, as our bodies soar naked to the highest of heights, our love is the only true guiding light. In this temple of pleasure and pain, we find solace again and again. Yeah, oh, and again. Yes, I did. I thought this was really beautifully written, and with an awful lot of feeling in it, which is wonderful. And I like the idea of being lost in the temple together. Wonderful. So thank you very much for sharing that with us, Jody. Damn good.
Nice comment. And Pam, how about you?
Man, this is a great night of poetry. Again, another wonderful sensual rite. I like how this one has the idea of mutual worship, of mutual admiration. We worship each other in pure adoration. Our skin is connected, creating a magical sensation. In this moment, we are gods and goddesses, our love making a holy nexus. I think our love making a holy nexus is definitely a beautiful line. And that this is very well done.
Nice. Nice comment, Pam. Absolutely. Yes, this is a nice piece, a great take on the prompt. You know, I like the I like the lead-in intro stanza. Wow, the lead-in stanza is what I can say. In a temple of love and desire, we worship at the altar of sexual fire, fulfilling our wants and healing our needs in a sacred dance as we explore love in a sexual trance. Well, you know, I like that. Yeah, it definitely set you on the path of where this rite was going to take you, and I thought that was well done. So definitely a clever and wonderful take and a great addition to the show. So thank you so much for sharing with us, Jody. Absolutely. 2 seconds, because I got to do a couple of picks. I'm a little slow. I'm a lot slow. I admit it. Okay. So, let me see where I got to go next. But, so now, that's the first contest. That was the sexual lead-in contest. Now, I have a couple additions to the board. So let me put these up. Hello, Poeta. And this piece has an audio, and this is called Devoured, A Feast of Flesh by Errant Panther. So let me put on the audio, and we're good to go. And here we go.
Devoured, A Feast of Flesh by Errant Panther. Fingertips dancing as they trace a path along my vertebrae. Flickering light emanates from the embers in the fireplace, giving romance added spice. Tender kisses from supple lips sends my heart a quiver. Melting like candy in sunlight under the sensation of your loving touch. Jangling nerves craving more, desiring fervent exploration and fantasies to be fulfilled. Eager to become your prey, I peel my outer layers and wait, tantalized by expectation. I am the carcass ready for market. You are the vulture that feasts upon me, sinew upon sinew, flesh against flesh, warm breath upon my neck. Flinching, thrusting, writhing, moaning, juices flow from thigh and brow. Moonlight shimmering through frosted window panes augments your subtle tones. As we lie together blissfully, minds wandering into dreams sublime, body still shuddering from waves of euphoric freedom, a smile beams upon my face in peaceful awareness that you will be forever mine. End poem.
Wow. That is very beautiful.
And how?
Absolutely. Hey, Frank, welcome to the party.
Hello, hello, hello. Could you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Good to hear you. See? He comes in after we read all the men's pieces. See how he is? Okay, Frank, I'm writing it down. I'm making notes. I'm taking notes here, man.
It's not planned. It's not planned.
No problem.
It depends on my phone.
I'm sorry, hon?
No, I said it depends on my phone always. It's always an issue with the connection I have.
I hear you. I hear you. We got all kinds of stuff happening here tonight. All kinds of warm and woolly.
I could do a female voice as well, you know.
Yeah, there will be angels. Don't you worry. Maybe I'll get to the next one. Oh, my God. Okay. Kate, do you want to kick us off on Erin Panther's piece? It was wonderful to see you.
Oh, yes. Oh, my. Oh, my giddy aunt. That, his voice. Blimey, blimey. Wow. And it just, I mean, I am just a bundle of, it's just so good. It's so bloody, so blooming good. Oh, my goodness me. He was in a loving mood. Well, I'm very glad to hear it. By golly. Yeah, I'm not bothered about the words. I'm just really interested in the reading of the voice, of the sound of the voice. Couldn't give a monkeys about the stanzas. Just let me hear that again. Oh, my goodness me. This is such fun. Yes. Oh, let's get serious. Jangling nerves, craving more, desiring fervent exploration and fantasies to be fulfilled. Oh, I think so. Yes, it was it was really good. Really good. And well done, Erin Panther. You... Erin Panther, you. Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Pam, how about you, girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, this is definitely a wonderful, sensual write. Great imagery all the way through. I really like the little touches he brings in, like at the beginning, fingertips dancing as they trace a path along my vertebrae. And then the eager kisses, and I really particularly like eager to become your prey. I peel my outer layers and wait, tantalized by expectations. And then flinching, thrusting, writhing, moaning, juices flow from thigh and brow. Wonderful lines all the way through, and very well done.
I agree. Okay, and Lou, that brings me to you.
If a voice could be an aphrodisiac, it's just something
that,
with
that
accent.
If that was the case, we'd all be in big trouble around here.
Yeah, well, I'm still a little giddy. It's like, hot diggity dog. This was smoking. And it was even hotter as each letter lit on fire after you read it. Yeah. Tender kisses from subtle lips send my heart a quiver, which I do believe all of us were quivering, melting like candy in sunlight under the sensation of your loving touch. You know, and the way that he pronounced certain words like you know, you just literally, my brain would stop thinking, like when I heard him as he trays a pop, you know, I just like, oh, Lord, I'm not going to make it through the rest of the Lordy, Lordy. Mm-mm.
Absolutely. And Frank, how about you?
Well, perhaps I'm not the only one who's quivering, but it's more me quiverly. But this was a very, very erotic poem. And the poem was the metaphor for this was powerful. I thought the sound cloud, well, was excellent. I thought it was a fantastic door over there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was, sound cloud was wonderful. I have to agree with that. Yeah, I thought this was a great, great write by Aaron Campbell. So it was warm. And myself kind of young and wonderful, fabulous imagery and thoughts throughout, and so many great stanzas. It was really hard for me to like kind of narrow the field. But sinew upon sinew, flesh against flesh, warm breath upon my neck, clenching, thrusting, writhing, moaning, juices flow from thigh and brow. Moonlight shines, frosted window panes augments our subtle tones as we lie together blissfully, minds wandering and dreams sublime. I thought that was just, you know, beautiful stanzas at the end, and very nicely done. So great job, Cantor. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the next piece I have up, Kate, I'm going to ask you to read this one. And this is called Petals Dipped in a Soaked Wine of Passion by L.G. Mix.
Okay, got it. So is I'm just trying to open this. Bear with me. Is L.G. Mace male or female? Does anybody know?
Female. Female.
Okay. Oh well, I'll leave the deep voice till later then.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've been practicing that.
Making a magic.
Okay, folks. Okay, folks, I'll be with you in a minute. Well, that hurts your throat. Mm. Don't do that. Okay, petals dipped in the soaked wine of passion. Two glasses sit upon a side table, love's altar, ready to be poured full for desire's thirst, ready to be sipped as easily as the conversation flows. Nobody takes the lead, knowing the well-played roles of who takes the lead and who will go first. The flush colours, the soft pink of love's sweet blush, and who upon cherry waiting lips the first kiss bestows, the bouquet of tribute perfume bloomed, wait to hear that final cry at heaven's gated satisfaction. Bodies twisting, melded together for the final fire's interaction, of sweet the swell of cries released, total impassion. Now in embraces of sweat, soaked bodies, two lovers rest in tender, cuddlish holds together. The red petals of love, tender blooms start to fall, drifting to the carpeted floor. Never having borne testament to that, that went before, remembering their offered gift of love, sweet satisfaction, the petals lay still, dipped in the soaked wine of passion. End poem.
Thank you. Lou, you want to start us off?
Mm-hmm. You did a beautiful job of reading Elgie's poem. I really love these lines where she said, of sweet the swell of cries released total impaction, now embraces in the sweat-soaked bodies two lovers rest in tender cuddled holds. Together, you know, I thought that she beautifully caught that. I also liked where she talks about who's going to take the lead first, and I'm all game for that. I don't care who takes the lead. But, you know, I do love, you know, how she brought that out of the final fires of interaction. You know, that was just gorgeous.
Good read, Katie.
Thank you, hon.
Nice comment, Lou. And Frank, how about you?
Yes, I love the poem. Well, it was an excellent read, and I really like.
We lost you, Frank.
Can you hear me?
For some reason, it's just a little soft, Frank. I don't know if you need to speak up.
Yeah, I think it's
or maybe just move your phone a little bit. But
I am speaking up. It must be the connection again. I just thought it was a great book.
Well, we hear you now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Kate, how about you?
Yes, this was great. I love the my particular favorite lines, the flush colored, the soft pink of love's sweet blush, and who upon cherry waiting lips the first kiss bestows. It's very elegant. I like that. There's an elegance about it. One wants to speak. One wants to speak properly. One wants to say things correctly. But then you get bodies twisting, melded together for the final fires interaction. We're getting earthy again. We're getting dirty. Never mind the elegance. Let's just get in there, baby. But yes, I thought it was very well done. Nice, quiet start. Love's altar. Desires, thirst, sip easily. And then we get into the interesting parts. So I thought it was very well done. A nice build up, as they say. So thank you, LG.
Nice comment, Kate. Pam, are you back?
I am back, yes. And a beautiful story write by LG Mace. You know, I really like how she sets up the scene for a romantic and passionate night where each person plays their part. I really like the line, now in embraces of sweat-soaked bodies, two lovers rest. And remembering their offered gift of love's sweet satisfaction. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Yes, I agree. You know, I'm trying to give Frank the link.
Yeah, they're having bad storms in his area.
Is that what it is? I know
it's really bad.
I heard him fine right before he left, so I'm not sure if it was just a positioning issue. But LG's poem, I thought LG did a nice job with this. I thought it was beautifully written, loving and warm thoughts throughout, and there's so many great lines. You know, I loved how she started this off. Two glasses sit upon a side table, love's altar, ready to be poured, full of desire's thirst. I thought that was a lovely way to put that. Into play to bring the whole poem together right there. And, you know, the bouquet of tributes, perfumed bloom, waits to hear that final cry at heaven's gated satisfaction, bodies twisting, melded together for the final fires of interaction. I thought she did just a fabulous job with it. So nice work, LG, and thanks for sharing with us. Absolutely. Okay. Now what am I doing? Do I know? No, I have no idea where I'm going. Oh, yes, I do. Pam, you're up next, I think. And we lost Frank.
All right.
Damn it.
Yeah. Nice. I like his comment.
Good night. Okay, here we go. This is, Pam, this is called Passion's Wine by Mystic Muse.
All right. Her beauty takes my breath away. My heart longs for her touch. My body tingles when she's near, for I love her so much. Her voice a soothing lullaby. Her arms a paradise. To be with her forever, I'd make any sacrifice. My love for her grows daily, fragrant fruit upon the vine. A harvest meant for only her, sweet passion's flowing wine. The more she sips, the more she'll know my love for her is true. And when at last she drinks her fill, I know she'll love me too. End poem.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lou, how about you? You want to start us off on this one?
You know, he has got to be one of the most modern romantic writers that I read his poetry, especially on Wednesday nights. His imagery and the flow of his poems, it, you know, to me, it's like sipping a fine wine all the time. And I just thought that was just so beautiful. My love for her grows daily, fragrant fruit upon the vine, a harvest meant for only her, sweet passion, flowing wine. You know, and who does not want to just have those vines of their arms and their love wrap around us and the taste of their kisses, something that we know is only meant for you. And so, you know, he's such a romantic writer, and I thought this was a beautiful poem by him.
Absolutely.
Great read, Pam.
Kate, how about you?
Oh, yes, this was very well done. Passion's Wine. I just love the fact, I don't know if I'm the only one that's noticed this, but I love the fact that he says at the end, when she's had enough to drink, she'll love me too.
Yep.
Oh, that was,
yep.
That was brilliant. Another glass, darling, another glass. Come on, drink some more. Oh, my goodness me. I'm sure he didn't mean that, but
I'm afraid my cynical
little eyes catch up these things. I can't help it. It's a terrible trait. But, oh, I mean, as usual, his poetry is wonderful. I hope he doesn't mind me having a little bit of a giggle at the end there, but I couldn't help it. It was just, it was flashing neon at me. Lovely. Lovely. And very sweet. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is a wonderful write. It's romantic. It's sensual. Mm-hmm. Beautiful stanzas all the way through. But I did especially like the second and third stanza, especially my love for her grows daily, fragrant fruit upon the vine, a harvest meant for only her, sweet passion's flowing wine. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Yeah, amen. I have to agree. I thought this was a great write. I thought that the first three stanzas were beautiful, and the fourth one is totally Dave. You know, Kate, you hit it. You hit it right on the nail. He meant that. He did.
Yeah.
Because that's him. I thought it was funny because you get right to that last line, and you're like, oh, man, he's such a smart ass. You know, but it made it all the better because, you know, all the rest of it was so lovely. And then he just gives you that zinger on the end, and I like that. We all know I like that little twist. But the more she sips, the more she'll know my love for her is true. And when at last she drinks her fill, I know she'll love me too. I just thought that was well done. Excellent job, baby. Thank you so much. Yep. Great piece. Now. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put on, oh gosh, okay, let me think now, I'm going to see, yeah, we're going to have these down, I guess I better earn my keep today, okay, here we go, this one's called Seductive Hangover by Sector Hunter. And I'm going to give this one a read. Yeah. I won't be tripping all over it. Seductive Hangover by Sector Hunter. Passing through ruby lips, slowly sipping, head held back, letting it slip, spilling from the parted corner. Running down a delectable frame, covering bare mounds as a tongue laps, hardened treasures that sweeten the taste. Bathing in a succulent, sticky aura, sending out pheromones that permeate the room, fueling lustful passion. And home. Pam, I think that's going to bring you to you. Yeah. Yep. Pam?
Oh, okay. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a wonderful sensual write. Great imagery and metaphors throughout, extremely erotic and passionate. I like the end stanza with the mention of the pheromones, bathing in succulent sticky aura, sending out pheromones that permeate the room, fueling lustful passions. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice comment, Sam. And Lou, how about you?
I got to say, you could just taste the sweet wine, you know, just dribbling down the side of her mouth and her neck and going on to her breast. And, you know, you could even taste the salt of the skin and the way the skin would taste when you're licking up wine. I just thought this was just visual perfection. And yeah. Let the pheromones rise. Woo! This was a beautiful read and a beautiful poem.
Nice comment. And Kate, how about you?
I agree totally. This was just perfectly written for that. And again, in so few words, you've got this wonderful story of an evening, two people. And I did like that, running down the delectable frame, covering bare mounds as a tongue laps, hardened treasures that sweeten the taste. Very, very sexy, really nice. And again, it's a nice, sensual poem, which is lovely. So I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Nice. Yeah, I thought this was a great share, a great take on the images for this contest, which is the one with the wine glass, or the wine glasses, and the two people. So I assume this is brought on by the wine glass. I keep saying one, but there's two. I very much like where he took this piece. And yeah, it is very short, but boy, it says an awful lot, doesn't it, in three stanzas?
Uh-huh.
I liked how he started in with passing through ruby lips, slowly sipping, head held back, letting it slip, spilling from parted corners, and then running down a delectable frame. You know, I thought it was just really nicely done. It wasn't over the top, and, you know, it was nice. Very much so. Let me see. That's that one. Sam, you up next? Yeah, you're up. Because I read. I'm trying to read before you. So I don't lose my place. Okay, I'm gonna give you this piece by Casey Day. And let you read this one. Oh, Gray Eyes is floating in that. Hello, Gray Eyes. He's MIA though, he's not on my board. Okay, Pam, whenever you're ready.
All right. Okay, but it says it has a SoundCloud in the AN.
Oh, well, maybe it does, and it didn't earlier, so. Nope. So let me go ahead and get that. Let me pick up Gray. See, the last minute SoundClouds, when they put them on the poems, I don't always see them. Because I did mine one this afternoon. So, hey, Gray, welcome aboard.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing well, hon. How are you?
Not too bad. A bit of comedy of errors tonight, but I'm here.
Well, I can relate to that because you actually put your poem on my Friday board. And I laughed when I saw it. I went, wait, that's for Wednesday. So I put it on Wednesday, and I said, God, I have to. Yeah, but then when he didn't show up, I said, well, maybe he meant to put it on Friday. So I just shut up and kept going.
Oh.
It worked with me. But I'll tell you what, since I have a SoundCloud to load, how about I give you your poem to read, got here, and we'll get that done. Sound good?
Okay. Sound good? Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Whenever you're ready, Gray.
Okie dokie. Just let me get to it here. Okay. So this is called Her House of Pleasure and Pain. The confusion sets in as the day goes down. Sorry, I gotta switch to my desktop mode. Can't read that font. Okay, I apologize. Starting over. Her house of pleasure and pain. The confusion sets in as the day goes down and the night starts. I feel her power in the beating of our hearts. My head spins around like a leaf on the breeze. You twist my mind and the elation begins. I'm strung out on you and all that you do. How is it that you have this power over me, rattling my cage and begging to be set free? Released into your ecstasy with lips so red, you call me to bed. In a crimson dress, I see you move, shaking your hips as your hair cascades down your cheeks, framing those pouty lips. Hearts are broken and wines are blown. Your lure is intoxicating. I slip under your spell, a mixture of heaven and hell. Reminiscent of Jezebel, yet an angel from above, I am lost in you. How is it that you have this power over me, wrapping your cage around me, yet setting me free? I worship in your house. You are winning this game. How is it you have this power over me again and again? I am here to serve you in this house of pleasure and pain. Oh, can't sleep or eat. I'll be fine, drowning in your erotic ecstasy. How is it that you have this power over me again and again? I'm here to serve you in your house of pleasure and pain. How is it that you have this power over me again and again? I'm here to serve you in this house of pleasure and pain. End poem.
Great, great night, Gray. Really well done. Kate, you want to start us off?
I would love to, but I can't actually find it. I don't know what's happened, but it does this to me. I think, what was it called again, please? It wasn't Midnight
Her
Moon.
House
what was it, hon?
Her House.
Her House.
Pleasure.
Okay, right.
Here, just looking around.
I've got
it. Back up.
I've got it. Touch it up a little bit. What I do is I go into history, and then it gives me a lot more to look at than just the normal. Yes. I thought it was wonderful. I think the idea of in a cage and trying to and begging to be set free is just a lovely way to start that kind of night of fun. Obviously metaphorical, but you know, it's great. The confusion sets in as the day goes down and the night starts. I feel her power in the beating of our hearts. Yes, it's lovely, very seductive, very sensual. I do like a crimson dress. Very nice. So I think this is beautifully written. And I did like, again, the repeat. I thought that was very good. Unusual and different, but it certainly got the point across. So thank you very much for that. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Weaver.
Nice. Comment. Pam, how about you?
Oh, well, yeah, this is definitely ooh la la and muy caliente for sure. I really like how it's about the power that somebody has over you and the confusion that sets in when lust overtakes you. I really like how is it that you have this power over me, rattling my cage, I'm begging to be set free. Released into your ecstasy with lips so red, you called me. And I liked also when you wrote and read the part, ooh, can't sleep or eat, but I'll be fine drowning in your erotic ecstasy. Wonderful lines all the way through, Gray, and very well done.
Thank you so much, Pam.
Okay, Lou, how about you?
You know, I thought that, you know, Gray, you do have a talent for writing musical lyrics. You just have a natural way that when you actually have that desire to write and you just do it so well, especially in sensuality. You know, I liked how you wrote, how is it that you have this power over me, rattling my cage, I'm begging to be set free, released into your ecstasy with lips so red you call to me. You know, there's just nothing wrong with having a man in a cage and teasing him. You know, let me out. And she goes, no. You know, but I so liked it where he said, oh, yeah, where you used that, you know, that richness and that vibration in your voice. And I just loved the way you repeated those last two stanzas. How is it that you have this power over me again and again? I am here to serve in your house of pleasure and pain. And, oh, you know, you just so captured the lyrics of Rod Stewart. Mm-hmm. And this is beautifully penned and deeply loving and deeply sensual, Gray.
Well, amazing comment. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Gray.
I thought this was very well done, Gray. Excellent take on the prompt. You know, that repeat phrase that you kept using just so hit the notes from the song in my head as I was mm-hmm. reading it. I'm going, mm-hmm. That was an excellent draw from there. And the rest of it was really good. I mean, I was thankful that you wrote for the show, honestly. Because when I talked to you last, it was like, really, I did. It was terrible. But there were no rights on the board. But this is fabulous, Gray, and I really appreciate your writing for us. And I think you did a wonderful job with this. It's been a while since I saw you write anything, so I'm pleased, and thank you so much. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. Anytime. I listen all the time. Okay. Mm-hmm. The next piece I'm going to play is by Casey Day. Sam, we're going to try this again, okay? Therefore, I'm going to leave you out of the mix. And I just find it. Here somewhere.
Midnight in June. Under the great white moon, I sat with you, writing songs that our voices will never sing and whispering about what is and isn't true. Midnight in June, falling apart was a part of the art with you.
Nice piece. Great job, Casey. Really well done. Uh-oh, we lost Pam. Bye, Pam. Good night, Pam. Is that what that is? I don't know. She fell off the line. That's all I know. Kate, do you want to start us off with this piece?
Oh, yes. That was a beautiful, beautiful read for a lovely voice. I really enjoyed that. And the sadness. And, very sad. Under the great white moon, I sat with you, writing songs that our voices will never sing. Yes, I do like... I like a little bit of sadness because there's an awful lot of sadness in love and loving someone. Mm-hmm. It's never going to be all red wine and roses as much as we want it to be. So the reality comes in occasionally. I'm not saying I like people being sad. I mean, I like to read a piece of poetry that's written around something like that. And this is definitely it. And so few words, but she gave me everything in those few words. I could see the relationship. I could see and hear the pain. I thought it was brilliant. Really well done. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Casey.
Nice. And Lou, how about you?
I found that she took the romance and the sadness and all the sensuality you feel. I was just looking at the poem. I see that wine glass that's fallen over, and then there's a bracelet that's across it, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just, you know, that feeling when the gift of love and the things that you cherish and that wine glass that's knocked over and the one that's full, you're full of the emotions and love of the person that you've been with. But when you lose them and that sadness, you know, especially when you look at the gifts that they've given you and the wine glasses that you shared and the laughter and the relationship that's no longer there. And, you know, she said that so beautifully in this small brevity, falling apart was a part of the art with you. You know, knowing that you can never really be in a relationship with that person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you guys, how about you?
I thought you did a wonderful job on her SoundCloud. And for brevity, it does have a lot of emotion, is, you know, woven into it. There's sadness, there's love. There's Midnight, June, you know, just a wonderful write.
Absolutely. Big comment. Yeah, I thought this was a beautiful take on the prompt. And as always with Casey, I mean, there's a wonderful brevity. So very well done, and thanks for the share, Casey, very much. The next piece, I already popped on the board. I don't know, I got a little ahead of myself. It's a trigger finger. So this is called Red is the Exotic Shade by Poetic Picasso, and I have a SoundCloud for that.
Red is the exotic shade of a passionate seduction. It entices my tongue with the taste of its eroticism, a sensual scent of the drops of perfumed oil, drenching the sweat dripping off my bare chest. Red is the burning flame of my deepest desires. It consumes all of my body with a nocturnal lust, a scorching blaze of heat melting between my thighs, reducing me to the Sicilian ashes of volcanic mountains. Red is a silk blanket that I wrap you in my arms. It warms your shivers and unleashes your pleasures. We tingle with the temptation of the dawn, reflecting a naked glow upon the explicit scene of our moistened lovemaking. Vino rojo, rosa roja, labios rojos, beso rojo. Red wine, red rose, red lips, red kiss. So damn sexy. Ole. Ole.
Well done. Oh my goodness. Katie, you want to start us off on this one? Katie, get up off the phone.
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. Oh my goodness. Up, down, left, right, inside, outside. Haven't got a clue. Wow. Beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of poetry. I really love it. Oh, wow. Red is a silk blanket that I wrapped you in my arms. It warms your shivers and unleashes your pleasures. I betcha. So good. I didn't know I liked red as much as I like red now. Oh, dear, dear me. They do say that Wednesday is a hump day. They're not wrong. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that. I was trying to be so good, but it don't work. It don't work. I'm sorry.
I don't want you to be good on Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness me. This is...
It was fun,
and hot, and thank you a lot. It was really good. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And Lou, what's your comment on this one?
He has this way that you will always get stuck on one verse and one imagery, and you don't hear anything else. He's reading it till he gets to the end. Red is the burning flame of my deepest desires. It consumes all of my body with nocturnal lust. A scorching blaze of heat melting between my thighs. And there went my mind. It was gone. I just like, I can't recall. And then there was something that he read so different at the ending of the stanza, and those little brevities in Spanish. Vino rojo, and the way he read it, rosa rojo, labios rojos, besos rojos. But when he was saying red lips, it didn't sound like that. It just the way he pronounced it, labios rojos. It was just your mouth just moved in the same way he was reading. In between the lack of reading.
Right.
Ay, Dios. Ay, qué rico.
And Gray, how about you, hon?
Well, I'm glad I went before him, that's for sure.
Oh, you'd have been fine by the
pepper. He's got Spanish, he's got sweat dripping off the chest, you know, he's got the whole picture in there. So it was a fantastic job, excellent write, and a fabulous read.
Good comment, Gray. Very nice. Mm-hmm. What did I write? I thought it was excellent work, Frank. It read hot. That was my comment. Mm-hmm. Read everything else, so why not read hot? Very welcoming piece. Just beautiful. And, you know, red is the soap blanket that I wrap you in my arms. It warms you, shivers, and unleashes your pleasures. We tangle with the temptation of the dawn, reflecting a naked glow upon the explicit scene of our moistened lovemaking. I thought it was an awesome share. So great job. And thanks for writing. I appreciate it. So, and now for my next magic trick. This will be a magic trick. The next piece is called Virginity Restored by Average White Man. So, and I have an audio for that. So let me hit the button.
Virginity Restored. You are virginal to this refined beast. I have wanted with aplomb for an age too long to have you in my charge. My desire now fulfilled to take you in these craftsmen's hands, to chisel a new form, an alabaster masterpiece. My refined tool scribes and shapes to create a new sexual creature, a beast of fire in my own image. I unmoored you from mundanity, releasing the balconet tension, one hook at a time, from your framed décolletage. Goosebumps softness released from overflowing cups of plenty. Your delights ignite the night and invite my ravenous exploration, the desire to equally indulge and destroy with pulsating abandon. The pull and resistance only serves to entice and excite as your gossamer secrets descend to uncover your voluminous fruit. Like a greedy colonizer, I ravage you without mercy or restraint, exploiting the vastness of your fuzzy, peachy dunes, the dripping fruit that I hungrily consume. A new language has been written, fallen from lips that drip love to virginal pages that long for true love's fiery touch. You are mine to subsume, and I am yours forever beneath this blood-red moon.
Wow.
Yeah, great audio. White man, a wonderful write. Lou, I believe you're supposed to go first this
time. you know, between Gray and Frank and Eric, now the average white man, this is just, it's almost just like, can this get any more... voice and reaction. Oh my goodness, you know, I'm more to from the men, but see, now I can't even read. Okay. Mundanity. Okay, I'm getting tongue twisted. Katie, you're rubbing off on me. Oh, the goosebumps,
really?
Softness released from overflowing cups of plenty. Oh my goodness, and then that peach. Oh my God, yeah, please. Let a greedy colonizer, I ravage you without mercy or restraint, bloating the vastness of your fuzzy peachy dunes, the dripping fruit that I hungrily consume. It's like, I'm ready to be picked. I'm right. Sweet and delicious.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Oh. I love it. Okay, goodness. Okay, phew. The next person can put themselves under the bus, and I'll go with them.
Oh, my God. Well, the next person under the bus. Gray, what do you have to say about this, right?
Yeah, do you like peaches, Gray?
Yeah, I love peaches. And I'll be over to pick your tree right away. But, you know, for an average white man, he had a lot of passion and desire in his poem. His read was fantastic, and I really liked his poem. It was very well written and well performed, so great job.
Nice. Kate, how about you?
Yes, very good, very good. He's created a new sexual creature, a beast of fire, in his own image. Well, damn well good. That is very good. Oh, I just thought this was brilliant. I really did. I loved it. The read was incredible. We've just been spoiled. We've really been spoiled tonight. It's been such a hoot and so much wonderful, sensual poetry. And it's good that we can have a little laugh as well, because it can get quite intense. I mean, good heavens, your fuzzy, peachy dunes, the dripping fruit that I hungrily consume. What? I like it. So, yes, really beautifully done. I love the voice, love the read, love the poetry, love the whole thing. It's been a lovely night. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought this was wonderful work by Average White Man. You know, great stanzas throughout. Awesome. And I thought it was an awesome addition to the show tonight. You know, he starts out, you are virginal to this refined beast. I've wanted in a poem for an age too long. To have you in my charge, my desire now fulfilled to take you in this craftsman's hands and chisel a new form, an alabaster masterpiece, my tools, scribes, and shapes to create a new sexual creature, a beast of fire in my own image. I thought it was an excellent audio and just way to go. Like I said, great chair for tonight. So thank you, Average White Man. Hope to hear from you again in my next contest. And let's see, what time is it? Well, we have 6 minutes. I don't think I have anything we can do in 6 minutes. Or if I do, I don't know it. And by the time I take the time to find it, then guess what? We won't have time for it. I'm just saying. But anyway, what a great show full of poetry tonight. I really enjoyed it. I have 2, 4, 5. I have 5 carryovers for Friday. So we're going to have a Frisky Friday on top of just Wednesday. Don't all be too happy.
Frisky, you know, Friday. I like that.
Yes, Frisky Fridays, man. Frisky Fridays. Art of Seduction on Wednesday. Frisky Fridays on Fridays. But I want to thank everybody who came in tonight and shared their time with us. Today's Wednesday after midnight is Headliners Ball tonight, with Leif Van Amsterdam being headlined. And then tomorrow is, I think tomorrow is Richard's show. Anyone want to help me out there? Nope, you don't know.
Yes.
I think it's Richard.
You were breaking up a little bit there. So.
Oh, no, I don't
have
time.
Me again.
No time for me to break up. I have no time for that.
Oh.
Today. None.
Okay.
And I'll craft some selling art. Yes, Richard. It's In Our Craft and Soul and Art, and it's prompts by Rumi. So that looks like that'll be a wonderful show as well. Followed by Break On Through with Pam Ray. And then, oh my gosh, then we're back to me again on Friday. You poor souls, you have to put up with me one more time this week. So
it's always great fun.
Yes. And then after me, then we have Parts in a Part Saint with Aphasiana and Babbler. And then Saturday we have, great, it's not you, right? You did last week?
No, it's Exploring Thracius.
Yes.
Captain B. With BPU and Daniel Casino. Right.
Gray knows what's happening every Saturday. He's in charge. Right, ma'am?
Yeah, you bet.
Yep. And then there's no show on After Midnight on Saturday. And then we have Rhythm and Rhyme with Rex. And I don't know what. Oh, we're doing themes, like show themes or something. Show songs from, I think, television show songs. Yes, yes, I think that's what it is. And then it's back to Monday with Lou Uwazo. Yes.
Yay.
With the Garden of Light. Yes. And Katie and Frank and Gray and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's on a Monday. So it's always good. And yes, and then we have After Midnight with Rex and Pam. And then we're back to the Twisted Sisters on Tuesday. I know it's 3 minutes.
You've disappeared again.
It's 3 minutes. I'm trying to like walk my way through all these.
Can I quickly tell you something?
Sure.
Can I just quickly say this? I thought I was going mad because I suddenly saw the picture of the wine glasses with the key and the bracelet, and I thought, I wrote something about that. How come my other poem's here and this one isn't? And I realized it was carryovers.
Yeah.
Idiot that I am.
Two separate contests.
Oh,
so
my
I finished one. The other one's going to be on Friday. Yep.
Cool.
And then Wednesday, I believe, is Keeping It Brief, correct?
Yes, it probably
is. I think Keeping It Brief is next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not. I don't know. I'm lost on that.
Yeah,
I don't remember when you did the last one. But what an excellent night. Wonderful poetry. Thanks everyone who called in to read, comment. Thank you for everyone who shared their poetry to be on the show tonight. And don't forget carryovers. If you didn't hear your piece, it'll be on Friday night. Much love. Enjoyed everything.
Fantastic show, Phil and Pam.
Thanks for calling in, Lou.
Fantastic show.
Great to hear from you, Pam. Awesome to hear from you. Take care. Have a good show later. Okay.
Good night, everybody. Guys. Love you guys. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.